Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
It's time for the Dr. Tanji Show.
Hey, you're on the air with Dr. Tanji. Talk to me.
As soon as I hear your voice, Dr. Tanji, my day is better.
Hey, Dr. Tanji, I took your advice and made some changes in my life. And you know what? I've been winning ever since. Thank you for your advice.
Now, here's Dr. Tanji.
Hey, welcome to the show that was created and founded on Kingdom Principles, a show that's designed to move you from where you are to where you want to be. A show that ordinarily would have a bunch of people that are doing it in the marketplace stopping by and sharing with us some of their idiosyncrasies or some of the things that they use to get from where they were to where they are now. But today's show is special because it's you and I, and we're going to have some talk. This is part four of the four-part series on authority. And as much as I really love doing series, I do, it saddens me almost that it has to come to a close. But there are a couple of things that I want you to remember about authority. Authority is one of those principles that it's a right. It gives you, or it's a demonstration of a right to, for you to do what you're doing, a right to be. And we talked about having faith when we're exercising authority. We talked about being compassionate and being mindful of other people. But I want to close today's principle on authority with two characteristics that really kind of bring it home for us. One, surround yourself with people who hold your ladder. And these particular people will see what you see, because remember, we use our eyes for vision, not just for sight. And they will begin to be deployed at your request. So this is a characteristic of authority that you'll see as you're moving in authority. This is one of the things that you want to be mindful of. And then two, one of the premier characteristics, I believe, is to expect to see what you desire, what you say. In other words, expect the unexpected with expectancy. When we're dealing with authority, we do know that God gives us the authority to operate in success, because success is a choice. It is. And with your God-given authority, you don't have to apologize for being, but you do have to show up. And when you show up with expectancy. And I'm reminded of my own walk in authority when I chose to come and be a part of the LA Talk family. I remember meeting with the owner and just kind of going over the ideas. I was with a dear friend of mine, and I'm a little timid when I'm telling him, you know, this is what I see. And then things happened, and I had a couple of setbacks, but I was determined that if I truly have been called and chosen for this particular journey in my life, then I've got to make up my mind and do it. But then I have to walk in the authority that I was given. And it has truly been a walk, you know, but it has been one of the best decisions that I could have made when you're walking and operating in authority. I must say that I am truly, truly grateful for everyone who DMs and texts or call or check up on me and kind of make sure that the family's good. And it's just really nice to know that you're listening and you're watching And I am grateful for that, because I say this often. The quickest way for me to get where I'm supposed to be and do what I'm supposed to be doing is your getting into a position and doing it. To those whom I've been kind of assigned to, I take this very serious, and I don't take it for granted. I know that today is Thanksgiving Eve, and everybody's getting ready to kind of entertain family or host friends, and you know, you're cooking and you're doing all of the busyness for tomorrow. But I want you to be mindful that for me and for my family and for those who are really close to me, you know that every day is Thanksgiving. We don't just set aside one day, and I'm not being ugly or facetious here, and I'm not taking into account that, yes, that is a very special day, and I do not take that lightly. But what I want for those who are listening and watching and for those who will come back, you know, and watch, I want you to be mindful that every day that you're able to open your eyes, it's Thanksgiving. I've learned over the years to just be grateful for absolutely everything. Now, I'm not saying to you that if you happen to find yourself in places or in circumstances that are beyond your control, or maybe you made some decisions that were not congruent with where you were going, maybe you got in, you know, over your head or whatever that looks like. When you open your eyes, there should be such a debt of gratitude that you have for the day, that the gift, because it is the present, that gift should be lived. Do not take it for granted. You're blessed. And I mean that from my heart. Again, you may not have everything that you desire, but the fact that you have an opportunity, another opportunity, another opportunity to get it right, that's a blessing in and of itself. Someone said to me that a blessing is not really a blessing until you know that you've already been blessed. It was over my head a few years when he mentioned it to me, but I honestly do understand now. And no matter what situation you find yourself in, you truly are blessed. Now, I want to make certain that you are aware that you can reach out to me at Dr. Tanji Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. On Mondays, I am interactive somewhat with my ability to go on and just really just listen and talk with you and meet you right where you are. And I do not take that for granted either. I wanted to, after we finished with the authority principle, just hone in on Thanksgiving. You have family and friends that are coming over, and I was asked some questions, and I said, you know what, let me just jot these down so I can share with you what I'm expected to answer. Now, I did not have an opportunity to mull over or study these questions. I just took them as they were given, and I said, okay, then I'll do this on air live. So bear with me. This is coming from the heart. I need you to know that. Anything that I do, I now know that you got to do it with a spirit of excellence. Show up is what I tell my own family. You got to show up when you're called upon. So let's get started with our very first question. It says, this is from Jessica, and she, it looks like North Carolina. Thank you, Jessica, from North Carolina. She asks, why is it important to have, I'm sorry, to be with people, she says, I do not like. Wow. Jessica from North Carolina, it is important that you surround yourself with people that are like-minded, but it's equally important to be around people that you love. You know, I'm a disciple of our constitution. I call the Bible our constitution because it is a book of laws, and it's designed and created in such a way that every answer, every question that you'll ever have is there. Every answer that you have that you're looking for is there. And I'm reminded that I used to ascribe to the doctrine that says there are 66 books in the Bible, and they're based on love. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love, love, love. Charity begins in the home and spread abroad. All of that is love. Charity is love. So out of those 66 books, not one dictates like ye one another. When we like someone, we want to be in their presence. We want to check on them and make sure that they're fine. And if there's anything we can do to assist, we do. To be around someone that you don't like, one, it's kind of bland. But Jessica, I want you to make up your mind that yes, every day is Thanksgiving. Yes, tomorrow we will celebrate being with our friends and family. But look at the person or persons not as objects that you do not like, but truly find commonality in the person or persons. One of the common factors is that you're both human. So that you can take that into consideration. And then two, you're created from love, by love. So whether you like them or not, you still have that common glue, which is love. And then think on this. What if, and God forbid, but what if that was your last day to ever be in their presence? Do you want your last memory to be one of regret? You know, how I wish I could have been nicer, or I wish I didn't have such an attitude when I saw them. You don't want to live with that. No one wants to live with regret. So I hope I've challenged you to see the commonality in the person or persons that you're going to be with. I hope that you do understand that you were created by love, from love. So you are love. Every human has the ability to love. And then take into consideration, if that was your last day, and God forbid, or the person's last day, do you really want to be haunted by the memory of not putting forth your best foot or your best effort to be? Thank you so very much for asking that question. That was one that kind of made me think, because again, we do come from honesty, openness, and sincerity. The second question that I was asked was from Cynthia from Georgia. And Cynthia says, Dr. Tanji, I lost my friend, my close friend, and this day doesn't feel good to me anymore. What's your advice? Well, Cynthia from Georgia, thank you so very much for taking the time to tune in. I am honored and humbled that you would ask me a question of the heart, because that is a question of the heart. I would say to you, because we operate from the perspective of every day is Thanksgiving, I am grateful for everything. I want you to think back on the memories, on the times that you were able to share with your friend, your close friend. I know what it feels like to lose someone that you care about tremendously, and no amount of, it gets easier. It does, but it's a process. And I think sometimes we forget that when we've lost someone and we're picking up the pieces to go forward, to move on, or to live in that moment, as challenging as it can be, I would ask you to honestly think on those happy times. And in that process of thinking on those happy times, Cynthia, if you find yourself crying, or if you find yourself just wanting to be alone, have that time. There is absolutely nothing wrong with crying or wanting to be in isolation. But here's what I don't want you to do, and I mean no disrespect to you. I don't believe that your friend, your close friend, would want you to do this either. Don't stay there. Appreciate the fact that, yes, they're no longer here with me physically, but because we are spirit, not a spirit, but spirit, spirits don't die. They go on to have another assignment. And I would challenge you to believe that your close friend, although not here with you physically, you guys are still intricately woven. That tapestry is there. Those times, no one can ever take that from you, those memories. And I found myself, when I was in that place of loneliness, longing for my friend, I found myself literally writing a letter. And in that letter, I said everything that I could possibly think of. I thanked them for laughing when the joke really wasn't funny. I thanked them for coming to dinner and staying with me for hours at a time. I thanked them for being that person that when I ask, "Would you sing this for me?" they would sing. So those are memories that I have, and they will be forever with me. So I pray that your journey gets easier, because trust me, my friend, it really does. Again, before we go to the final question, I would love for those of you who are listening, those of you who are watching or viewing, to think about DMing me. My life is better when I'm serving. So I'd love to hear from you at Dr. Tanji Show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and of course here at the station. If you wanted to call in, it is 323 203 323-203-0815. Again, that number is 323-203-0815. And please know I do appreciate you for trusting me with questions or matters of the heart. The last question was, let's see, from Lisa. Lisa is, she resides here in Los Angeles. Thank you, Lisa, for contacting me. The question is, the world has made Thanksgiving, Christmas a mockery. I don't want to participate. How do I get out of this funk, Dr. Tanji? Oh, boy. Man, I'm telling you, these questions, they're authentic in nature, and I really appreciate the opportunity to kind of chime in. The world has made Thanksgiving and Christmas a mockery. I don't want to participate. How do I get out of this funk? Well, let's decipher this. I said that Thanksgiving is every day, and I hope that we can agree on that. Christmas is very special for so many reasons, but because there is a lot of emphasis placed on gift giving, and some would even equate, well, the wise men brought gifts to Jesus as a baby, and yep, that is true. But that was only one part of the true meaning of Christmas. The true meaning of Christmas, and I'm just kind of paraphrasing here, is not just to give, but it's to receive. The true meaning was a savior being born. You know the story. But it goes back to what God did for us. He so loved the world that he gave. And he gave the only thing that he could give for us, his son, right? So when you're breaking down those holidays, Christmas and Thanksgiving, Lisa, it takes you back. I want you to remember the true meaning. And although you may see a lot of commercialism, I think I saw in July, one of the box stores were putting up Christmas decorations, and I almost lost it. I did. I'm thinking, oh, are you serious? It's July. But nonetheless, I get it. You know, the bottom line, I'm a business person also, so I often have to look at that bottom line. But in the true sense of the meaning, Lisa, go back to when life was real simple. Maybe for you as a child, you looked forward to being with your family on Thanksgiving or just being around people that you loved on Christmas. And it wasn't so much about the gifts. It was the cousins that would visit or the aunts that you were really, you know, fond of, or the uncle that tickled you until you just almost wet your pants or whatever that looked like. Go back to the innocence of those holidays. And here's what I've learned. You can't really be sad and happy at the same time. I tried it. As a matter of fact, I tried it the other day. I kid you not, true story. There were a couple of things that had me bummed, and I wasn't worried because I try not to worry, but I was meditating on some things and needed some things to work the way I wanted, you know, my desire to have them work. You know, here I am, you know, just thinking that, okay, this needs to move here and that needs to move there. And I found myself getting sad. I found myself almost feeling like it was hopeless. I mean, Can you imagine? Yeah, imagine that. So in that moment, I remembered that things may not be working the way I want them to work, but I started just kind of going over in my mind some of the things that were working. I had a portion of my health. I felt relatively strong. I was able to get up. I could, you know, so I just, there's a litany of things that you can really concentrate on to get your mind off of things that you feel are pressuring you or not working in your favor. So you ask that question, proverbial question, how do I get out of this funk? Well, Lisa, you choose. You choose that no matter what I'm looking at or no matter what is going on in my life, this really is a choice. And you'll find or, you know, talk with people that says, oh, no, that's not true. It is true. You have the power and the authority to choose today to be happy. Things may not be going the way you want them to. I still choose to be happy. This and this and this needs to meet up before I can, you know, realize what it is I've been waiting on. You still choose to be happy. Someone said something to you that, man, just hurt your feelings and you just don't want to get involved. You still choose to be happy. So I'm not making light of your situation. I'm not making light of, yeah, the world really has made a mockery of those holidays. But you're choosing to be happy. You're choosing to look at what is as fact, but not truth. That is what makes the difference. And that is what is going to propel you to go a little further, a little further. And before you know it, you'll be where you need to be in mind that, okay, I'm choosing to be happy. That doesn't bother me. And then you can go on with the rest of the course of your day or your life or what have you. Those questions that came across, I said it before, I'll say it again. These were matters of the heart. From Cynthia from Georgia, Lisa from LA, Jessica from North Carolina. These are people that took time to interact with me. I do hope that I've helped in some way, because what I'm learning is that we're all working together. We're all connected, whether we believe it or not. You know, there's an adage that says we're 6 degrees of separation from the person that we need to meet, or the person that, you know, God has given favor for that person for us. 6 degrees of separation. How about that? So we're all in this thing together, and it all works. It works out no matter what. Don't want to bore you to tears, but I got to tell you that today is one of the best days of your life. It's one of the best days of my life. Everything may not be going perfectly, and I'm okay with that. The chaos, as long as it's organized, I'll take it. But if you really stop to think about some of the decisions that you've made, how, if you're like me, I've made decisions that really could have just caused not only me grief, but all of those that are connected with me grief. But when you're open to life and you are not rigidly attached to the outcome, but stoically, no matter what, you're keeping your faith. You know, I talk a lot about faith because it is the currency. It is truly, truly the currency that we live by. Yes, we need money to pay this and to, you know, purchase goods and wares. I get that. My head is not in the cloud so much that I don't take that into consideration. But there have been some opportunities in my life that have truly come by faith. I'm not really into vision boards, and I don't knock those who do vision boards. I have a lot of people that I deal with on a daily basis that ascribe to, you know, this is what I did. You know, I had to see it, and it became my reality. But for me, the only way that I can actually begin to realize that which I've been assigned to is I have to get in touch with the one who created me. Think about that. There is a plan for your life before you were ever brought into the world. That plan was already, it was already destined that you would be here in your life or you would be there. And no matter what decisions you make, there may have been some setbacks. There may have been some times in your life where you thought, oh my God, now what? If one more thing happens, I'm going to lose my mind. And guess what? That one more thing happened and you didn't lose your mind. It may have cost you some sleepless nights. It may have caused you to throw in the towel, but you picked the towel back up and you picked yourself back up and you kept your faith where it needed to be, even if it waned. That's the principle of living by faith. One of the most important things that you can do is operate in faith. Does it mean that you're not responsible for planning? No, it does not. It doesn't mean that you become lazy or, you know, not wanting to do anything because you're thinking, well, all I have is faith. I don't have to do. I would beg to differ, because with faith, there's absolutely nothing that's impossible. Of course, with God and faith. But with your faith, it fuels you. You'll begin to dream again. You'll begin to see the big picture of what your life can be. I call it limitless possibilities when I operate in faith. I just believe. I do. I'm just, you know, I believe that whatever is for me, it's for me. And absolutely no one or nothing can stop it, or me. But that's a conscious choice that I make every day. And that's where, since we're just talking today, right? You know, we're just letting it all hang out, as my mama would say. That's what I desire for you. I desire for the person who, I don't want to say struggle or struggling, because a sense of struggle will create struggle, but for the person who may be dealing with unsurmountable things, there may be setbacks, there may be disappointments. I want you to know this. It's not over. Yeah. I know. It looks bad. It looks like there is not going to be an end to this. But think back to your very last victory or to your last success and what that felt like. You felt like, oh my God, you know, the sky is bluer or the sun feels good or whatever it was that made you get in contact with that moment, that being. It's not over. It's not. And how do I know it's not over? You know my story. You know where I hailed from. You know some of the decisions that I made that caused me some angst. You know, I said to someone, we were talking, and they said, well, you really don't know what it feels like to have, you know, a financial, you know, setback or a bomb blow up. I'm thinking, oh, I said to them, oh my gosh, you don't really have the time for me to tell you all of this, but there have been some times in my own life where things were so, they looked so bad. I mean, can you imagine losing everything that you have? Not one time, not two times, but oh my God, at least three. And you would think, but you're educated and you're this and you're that. It does not matter. Life happens. There are times that we have things in our life to happen that we have no control over it. And there are times when, of course, we make decisions and we have to kind of live with the consequences. But however I got there, there was always a way of escape. Now, what does that mean? I don't want it to just be a Christian ease or something that is familiar among the congregants. But there have been times where I wanted to just be done. I said, why am I a dreamer? Why do I dream so big? And then I dream in color. And then I'm like, but God, why would you allow me to see the end? And then I have to wake up and realize, oh boy, that was a dream, but it's possible. I was talking about vision boards, and I said, I'm not opposed to vision boards, but for me, I have to know that this is the vision that he has for me. And that's how I live my life. Yes, I like nice things, of course, who doesn't? But I don't pursue them anymore because I don't have to. When you know the why were you born? Where are you from? What are your abilities? What's your destination? And what's your purpose? When you know the whys and the whats, everything else is just, it's like, when you were a kid and you had a puzzle, I say it was fill in the blank, and it was almost common knowledge, see, spot, blank. Now, spot could either run, jump, play with the ball, but for all intents and purposes, the words to choose from were see, spot, run, see, spot, drive a car, or see, spot, climb a tree. You're filling in the blank. And of course the word is see, spot, run. That's the same principle with your life. When you're connected to your source, you don't have to try to figure it out. Your source is responsible for that. You just be ready. Be ready. Not get ready, but be. And if you haven't be yet and you're getting, then hurry up and get so you can be. Get into your principle, get into your purpose, get into why, what gets you up in the morning, man? What keeps you going throughout the day? What allows you to know that no matter how bad the storm is blowing and the rain is falling, that's for your good. And it is true what grandmama used to say, or big mama, or whoever that special person was, and whatever that term of endearment is or was, what does not kill you will truly make you stronger. My desire is for you to live the life that you were born to live, for you to get into your purpose and have no regrets of not getting into purpose sooner. Don't worry about the mistakes that you've made. We all make them. We dust ourselves off. We ask for forgiveness. We receive forgiveness and forgetfulness. And then you allow yourself to be the person that you're supposed to be. Roll your sleeves up. Throw your head back and make up your mind that no matter what, I'm going to keep going. Because no matter what, you got to finish the race. And this race sometimes can be daunting at best. But I've learned, I've discovered, the race really is not given to the swift. It's not given to someone who gets there first. It's not given to someone who can run or who can carry out daily tasks the best, or given an assignment can do it with excellence. It's not even given to the person who's the strongest. So what? You didn't cry when you had a disappointment and someone else did. But it's given to the one who truly crosses the finish line. The endurance. And what I learned was that secret is faith. It is truly faith that takes you from one level or one dimension in your life to the very next. Is faith that causes you to say, let me try one more time. Let me just try it one more time. Okay, I'm tired now, but I'm going to try it one more time. Is there a one more time that you can do? One more time. Come on, you got it in you. Of course you do. You're made of some stuff that legends and greats are made of. No matter how far you've fallen or how bad it looks, you, my friend, can accomplish anything you put your mind to. So this Thanksgiving, this national day set aside to give thanks, let us be mindful that Thanksgiving is every day. Every day you open your eyes, you should be thankful. You may not be where you want to be. Be thankful where you are. You may not be driving what you want to drive. Be thankful that you're driving. And if you're not, and you're taking a bus or a train, be thankful that you got the tokens to put in the bus or the train. Be grateful. We don't have to look very far, especially if you're living out in Los Angeles. You don't have to look very far for those who may be without, for those who may be living in tents or in shelters. It doesn't give us a right to think, oh, they got it worse than I do, so I'm good. No, no, that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, wherever you're finding yourself right now, be grateful. So surround yourself with people. They don't always say yes to everything you're saying, but they do validate you. Surround yourself with people who love you and who really do have your best interests at heart. And take into consideration as you're getting ready to sit and be with your friends and family that you've got another day to get it right. Write the book. Score the movie. Say yes to life. Say yes to you. Say yes to your creator. And go out there. Go out in the marketplace and serve with your gifts. This is Dr. Tanji. I'm with the Dr. Tanji Show. And I do hope that your Thanksgiving is truly a Thanksgiving. And you know how fortunate, how blessed. Someone said luck. I said living under Christ's kindness. You are. Do not take anything for granted. Do not take yourself for granted. I love you so very much. And it is an honor. It is an absolute honor to serve. Remember, you can stay active with me on Mondays on Facebook Live, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And for my East Coast family, that's 2 p.m. Pacific Standard. I'm sorry, Eastern. And of course, the Dr. Tanji Show is live on LA Talk Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it's an honor yet again to be in your presence. Thank you so much. And until next time, don't forget, Thanksgiving's every day. I love you and have a fantastic day. Bye.
You're listening to The Dr. Tanji Show with Dr. Tanji Scott.